Stanza. I hold on. I hold everything I can to capacity. Hold like the handle I wore paint from, bought for 50 on sale at Home Depot, and I liked it. Slipping hands around it, liked it best in the moonlight, throwing silver on the snow, all the quiet hibernations. Across from me, a dark field of sage specked by track lines. Not elk, surely too late in the season for this altitude. The goats, then. Who else could wander silently as a group of houses billowed chimneys behind them? Beyond the field, a team of mountains sleeping in a heap. All that silent night. If I screamed into it, nothing but echoes. I want to scream into it because a room has never been big enough for me. And I want the echo, I want the curse, the flame. When I wrap my fingers around that solid handle, which come to think of it, I bought at Farm and Fleet for 43 because same thing, better deal. The guy at the counter told me I'd have to swing it hard if I didn't keep it sharp. I start by measuring the log in two with the edge of the blade, then wind up. I can't claim to understand the violence, but the tree was dead before I found it, bringing down the head, the splinter, and crack. I loved it when it worked in one swoop, when it took 20 whacks to work around the knots and branches which came out like arms, her pulling my hair as she whispered, "Rat's nest." Bring it down into the big stump, to stoop and gather shreds, pulling her from it as I leave, leaning her against the wall just inside the door, dropping the load xylophonic to the floor.